Now, do you? You don't have any recorded fill for me. In case I fail, I better get another one for you. All right, Mr. Plambeck is standing by, and I will... Our signal is pretty good right now, QV. Mr. Plambeck will come on in 15 seconds from... Now.
Hello, Bill Diamond.
This is Herb Plambeck with the Third Army, just in from a trip to some of our troops, about which I'll have a special story later. Coming back, I had opportunity to observe farm activity in the oft-disputed Alsace-Lorraine area and meet farmers there. This report will deal with that visit, made with the rumble of artillery fire in the distant background. The farmer's name was Bach Nicholas. Six cousins near Sturgeon, South Dakota, and like others in this territory, is doing his spring plowing. He took my eye partly because he was doing a good job, partly because he was using oxen, but mainly because he looked like a man willing to tolerate a curious farm boy from back in Iowa. Quite naturally, the first question was, what language to use? That was settled in a hurry. He could speak no English. I cannot talk French, but both of us could handle German, and so the interview was on. First of all, I learned he was farming 11 hectares, which, according to my calculations, is about 21 acres, most of which is in cropland, and operated by his good wife and himself with the help of two plodding red and white oxen, 8 and 5 years, respectively. The land now being turned, like the rest plowed here, looked poor and much too wet to work. But in reply to my query, Nicholas said 4 days of favorable weather and one good harrowing would get the plot in fine shape. Oats will be put in later this month or in early April. I asked about the crops in general and learned winter wheat, oats, potatoes, and Runkelrüben were the main crops. That Runkelrüben had me stumped for a minute, but they turned out to be nothing more mysterious than mangels and sugar beets. The wheat, I was informed, yields up to 30 double centimeters a hectare, which figures to about 6,000 pounds. So on our basis, would run up close to 50 bushels per acre. Not bad. Oats won't do quite so well. Potatoes grow abundantly in a good year, and so do the Runkelrüben. Gardening also is done extensively. Lettuce, carrots, and peas were being put in today. On the question of hay and pasture land, this farmer had none, but he rented some from a neighbor who had a large 60-hectare farm, in other words, 110 acres. It wasn't until I drew a picture of a three-leaf clover that I confirmed the fact they grow legumes here, and when I took out that prize ear of Iowa corn I brought along to show our doughboys, my newfound friend admired it for a long time, said, "Maize," and explained some is grown in southern France, but not that good. As for livestock, besides the two oxen, this farmer had some hogs, white ones, of the Enderhouse breed. In addition, he had 4 cows, identified as Hollandish, which on further questioning proved to be Holsteins. There were also some 20 chickens and some rabbits, but the sheep raising was left to others. Asked about the size of his swine herd, Nicholas explained he used to be a large-scale operator with 10 hogs a year, but the war came and his farmstead was badly damaged. So now He raises only a few. Later on, after the government rebuilds his property, Nicholas plans to again raise hogs on the large basis, 10 a year. I can almost see Howard Hill, Marion Stedham, and some of the rest of our Iowa pork producers smile. Bah, let me plow a furrow or two. Compared to our three-bottom tractor jobs, it was slow business. I was curious about the oxen, especially because most other farmers were using a horse or two. Nicholas told me those using horses generally were larger farmers who had been supplied with work animals by the Nazis to achieve greater farm production, to be sent to Germany, of course. There was a twinkle in my Alsace-Lorraine friend's eye, so I questioned him as to the success of the Nazi plan. We did just as we pleased, he explained, and what we did didn't please Hitler. Then, in reply to a further question, Nicholas said, if the Nazis had won, we would all have had to give up our lands for collective farming, and we would have been taken to Poland or wherever the Nazis might need us. Then, with even more feeling, he added, he and his neighbors are glad the Hitler scheme is now kaput. And after spending time in Germany earlier this week, I completely agree. Just then, there was another rumble of distant artillery, and anyway, it was time for Bach to get on with his plowing. So, with a Dankeschön, I hopped into my Jeep to get back here to the radio station. This, then, concludes the report on my first farm interview in this area. This is Herb Plambeck with the Third Army returning you to Des Moines.
Well, if it isn't clicking, I... This is MCH standing by for WQV. Did you receive that okay, WQV? The reason I'm curious, QV, is because Mr. Plambeck has another 5-minute spot. He has a 14-minute... Sam, just a moment, please. He has a 9-minute spot that he would like to put on if that first recording was okay. Okay, we'll stand.